Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Here we are again. It's another Wednesday. Great to have your company. Now, that sun is still shining, but it depends on where you are to whether it is shining. But we're going to make the most of it before winter does set in. So, have you had a busy week already? It's time to take 25. Put your feet up, sit back, relax, pour yourself a cuppa and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Irene on Two Sugars, listening to 104.6 Planet FM.
Have had the most exhausting weekend. I have been all weekend working as a volunteer for Coast Guard.
Oh, wow.
Man, those guys work. They do so much out there, it's unbelievable.
Whereabouts were you based?
I'm with ACI, which is the downtown one down by the rescue helicopter centre. I can't remember, Kennedy's Bay or something. I can't remember the name of the bay. The main rescue centre downtown. And
oh, so you weren't out there in the water?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you were? Okay.
On a boat, in the water, towing people.
Out there? I thought that side was quite safe.
What are you talking about? The boats go out into the water all around the Gulf, right out the Great Barrier, up to Kawau, up there's Coast Guard boats.
Oh, well, I'm thinking
on every coast in New Zealand.
No, that's right. I'm thinking life safe.
Lifesavers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, right. Oh, well, let me get my mind right now. We're in a boat. We're going out to save people. Right, with you.
Right, okay. And you see, your reaction then was pretty much the same as what I've been getting. New Zealanders are so used to having Coast Guard, Lifesavers and St. John's that they take it as their right. They take it for granted. They don't realise that they're all organisations that are run by volunteers to help save lives in New Zealand.
That's so true.
Yeah. And I had a lady confront me just a couple of days ago and say that she was horrified because her son had called Coast Guard, and this was up north, way up north somewhere, and Coast Guard had asked if they were Coast Guard members, and when her son had replied no, they'd said, look, I'm sorry, but we can't help you at this time. And the woman was horrified, and she was giving me a really hard time. You're supposed to be there to save lives, and, you know, my son could have drifted onto the rocks, and blah, blah, blah. And I said to her, honey, we're volunteers, and if we haven't got enough people or enough boats to go and rescue every single person out there, we have to say, sorry, we can't come. Well, you should have enough people and you should have enough boats. I mean, it was just amazing. And I just want to give a hands up to the way the whole Coast Guard organisation is run. It's so thorough. It's so intense. The training is intense. Everybody has to be so well trained to make sure that they're safe and that they keep people safe. And it's all about saving people, you know. And it's just run so well on a shoestring.
I know, yeah. That I do know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We only had one boat out on the weekend because three boats were in port because they needed various repairs and things. They weren't safe to be taken out, in other words. Or by, you know, marine safety standards, they weren't safe to be taken out. And they've been out for about 3 weeks because we just have to wait for the finances to come through all the time to you know. And it's this massive, big organisation that New Zealanders pour loads of things out for big dramas. But when it comes to St. John's and Coast Guard and surf lifesaving, it's so much harder to get anything out of it.
And I think that I think people know it's a voluntary organisation, but I also think there's a mental barrier that, you know, it's part of government or government subsidises it or something. And so, but I can understand how that lady was feeling though. And, you know, to be, maybe it felt like we were tossing up, well, if you're not a member, we're not going to save you. Not if we haven't got anybody to send out to save you, because I know that if you're not a member, you get charged if the Coast Guard does come out and help you.
Yep.
But if you haven't got anybody there to send out, that's a different story.
Totally.
But
there's all sorts of other options. So if we weren't, I mean, I have no idea why the Coast Guard said, I'm sorry, we can't come out. But it would have been a genuine reason. The Coast Guard will run to rescue anybody if they can. And I've been on the vessel when we've done that. And often when we get to the person, if they're not a Coast Guard member, they just have to fill out a form. That's all, so that we can charge them later on. And that's for obvious reasons, because it costs a lot of money to run a boat out there, to tow a boat
Absolutely,
back because
yeah.
their batteries have failed and they haven't been able to get their engine started, you know. So I don't know the reasons why, but if it was a Coast Guard member, they would put a lot more effort into finding a local person with a boat who might have gone out there to rescue or something, you know.
I
don't really
yeah.
know. I'm very new on the scene and I might be saying the wrong thing and I might get shot down in flames, but I know what the attitude in the Coast Guard is, and it's we save lives as long as we can.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
over the board, you know.
Yeah. So, mm. I suppose that's right. You know, it's kind of thinking, well, who rings first? How much is it, do you know, to join Coast Guard per year? I don't think it's actually that much, is it?
I don't think it's very much. I think it's around about the same as AA. It's about $50 or $60. I don't know. We probably should find out.
I think we will, and we'll put that up on our web, on our Facebook page,
yeah.
actually, because I think it's important. It does save lives, and it's, if it's not much, why would you not?
Exactly. Particularly if you've got a boat, you know, particularly if you've got a boat. And this lady actually said to me, well, we've been Coast Guard members for years and years and years, and our 40-year-old son, you know, I mean, what if she had 10 40-year-old son? No, that's being silly, but she said, we're going to cancel our membership. And I said, well, do you still have a boat? And she said, yes, but we've only ever had to use Coast Guard two or three times since we had the boat. And I just could not understand the logic of...
It's about that whole community, isn't it, really, mm. when you think about it? And, if well, one time is all you need sometimes, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
And that could be that defining time. I suppose it's like people not taking flares out with them. You know, it's not hard, and or having some type of GPS, or I suppose wearing your life jacket. And there's been a huge amount of effort put into getting people to wear their life jackets.
Exactly, yeah.
And they're not those big, hunky, horrible ones anymore, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes even just those little strips. And I think that goes for fishermen as well on the rocks.
Mm.
You know, you get swept away and you've just got one of those light ones on, it's going to do a hell of a lot more, isn't it?
Totally agree. And it's certainly well worthwhile. But then we have all our, you know, like people who, a lot of the people who are Coast Guard members are more aware of the dangers. Like, beautiful story to tell you. We picked up this lovely family who were... had a problem. They were out fishing right out by the Noisies or somewhere, and there were two children on board, and a lady and two male adults, and they just happily kept fishing while they waited for us to be able to get out there, which took us about 3 hours to get out there. They were totally stuck. Their battery wouldn't start anything, wouldn't even run their lights. They couldn't do anything. The one thing they could do was fish. It was as rough as their boat was just tossing from one side to the other. And when I started talking to them, I said, so where are the children? Oh, they're downstairs asleep. Oh, how could any child be thrown from one end of the boat to the other? It was tossing so much. But, oh, they were the happiest people. They were just fine and dandy and so appreciative that we got there in the end. And you know, we towed them back into harbour, and it was a whole big thing, long, tiring thing to get them in there. But we got them in there, and just lovely, lovely people. But I'm just amazed at the resilience of the Kiwi people, you know.
Yeah,
oh, our kids
yeah.
are downstairs sleeping. No problem at all.
And I suppose when you know help's coming, it makes life a bit easier as well.
Yeah.
You know, if you were kind of stuck out there and couldn't get hold of anybody, that's a whole different story, isn't it?
Yeah, they just sat back and kept fishing.
Hey, just while we were talking there, I quickly had a look up to see how much it was to join Coast Guard. $115 a year.
I don't think that's too much, do
that's
you?
Not a lot, is it? No, hey, not for a life.
Not if you're a fisher person and you're out there, or a boat person and you're out there. And
I mean, stuff happens, yeah. doesn't it? I mean, as you were talking about the battery, I mean, who knows that that's going to happen?
Yeah.
You know, so there are things when... And when you're sensible about it as well, and you've got all your other bits, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can see how some people will say, well, we've been with Coast Guard for 10 years and we've never, ever had to use them once, so it's a sort of... But then... I was out on the boat one day and we did another rescue of a sailboat, and they had it called Coast Guard 3 times in 1 year. And that was engine problems that they were constantly having, and they were getting their engine fixed properly by, and we're just being constantly let down. So 3 times in 1 year, I mean...
Yeah, and I suppose you think of it's just like insurance, isn't it? We never use it until we need it.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly.
And you want a boat then that is actually fit to go out and help you as well. Yeah.
And I put it this way, if you want to be rescued at sea, you've got two choices, the local people around you, if there are any, or Coast Guard.
That's true, and if there's nobody else around...
Well, there's often loads of people around nowadays, but they don't want to know.
Oh, that too.
It spoils their fun.
Wow.
It spoils their fun. It spoils what they're doing. If they have to tow a boat in somewhere, then that's hours of their leisure time that's been taken away from them.
I suppose that's true as well, but wouldn't you just wait till the end of the day and then tow you in? Oh, look, here's me thinking, yeah, you just wait there for a while. We'll just keep fishing, then we'll tow you back in when we go in later.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm.
Anyway, all there we go. So that's the fun things I've been doing all weekend. What have you been doing all weekend?
Oh, well, actually, I just want to stay on this subject for a moment New Zealand, we've got one of the highest drowning rates in the world. And I think, and again, we have spoken about this before, and it's just, it's just beyond belief, really, when we're an island nation. But I did see the other week in the Herald a little girl who fell into the family pool, but was so excited because she bounced to breathe, and she saved herself. Now, I've never heard of bounce to breathe.
But me neither.
No.
Talk more. What's that all about?
Well, you know how all the pools and everything are disappearing out of our schools because of health and safety, rah-de-da, and now parents have to pay for their children, you know, young children to go for swimming lessons. Well, apparently at one of the pools, they teach them this trick to bounce to breathe so that if they get stuck, so these are little, you know, kids enough to be able to understand what they're being told, preschool age, that they go to the bottom and then bounce off the bottom so that it shoots them back up so they can at least grab a bit of air before they end up going down again. And so this little girl apparently had, you know, twice, a couple of times, gone to the bottom of the pool and then bounced herself back up. And so she was so excited. She said, "It's okay, Mum, I bounce to breathe." Or bounce to breathe, yeah. So wow. It's a technique that they teach the children to be able to save themselves. So there was a few techniques. There was that. There was laying on your back, you know, and a few others. But I'd never heard of the bounce to breathe.
No, I've never heard of that either. And I think I'm definitely going to do some research on that because, you know me, I'm a crazy swimmer and anything to do with the sea. And I loved the fact that my daughter had my grandson in the swimming pool being taught how to swim when he was, I think he was about 6 months old, might have even been younger. I mean, he was just this little, and I'm on the side of the pool when I go over there. I'm horrified. I'm watching this kid being thrown off these rubber mats and they're barely crawling and being thrown into the water off these rubber mats, and they're loving every minute of it. I mean, they're not scared. They're not frightened. And they're being taught the minute water touches their face to hold their breath, you see. So as long as you're, this is why I'm a bit puzzled here, because as long as your lungs are full of water, you cannot sink.
It's full of air.
Full of air, I mean. Oh, my God. Yeah, get it right, Irene. As long as your lungs are full of air, you cannot sink. And, I mean, I have a great deal of difficulty sinking myself. I have to put weights and everything around to make myself go to the bottom of the pool. I just can't get there. I'm full of air. Don't laugh.
I'm trying not to.
And so that's the whole thing about kids when they're in the water, teaching them how to fill their lungs up with air so that it makes them more buoyant. So this going to the bottom of the pool back up again?
It might be as you are going down to how do you get yourself
back
up. But
if you're going down, your lungs must be filling up with water for you to be becoming. When people start drowning, it's because their lungs are filling with water.
Well, I don't know quite how it worked. I just kind of read the... So you'll have to do some more research on this.
I will. I'm really fascinated with that.
You need to report back next week.
I think they're actually... I think they're teaching the kids a skill of falling... When they're falling in, don't start panicking.
It might be.
When you're falling in, just let yourself go to the bottom. And then sink like a stone and then bounce back up.
Bounce yourself back
and
up.
And that would be brilliant.
Yeah,
that would be,
and that could well be what it is, because it was a pool, you know, so obviously this would be in a pool situation rather than, I don't think you'd really do it in the sea because you'd probably get dragged out at the same time. But, yeah, well, let's do a little bit of digging into
research
that.
Research on that, yeah, because anything that teaches kids to swim I think is great.
Yes, see,
I was in a school where we had a swimming pool and we were taught to swim, and I've made the comment several times with my grandchildren growing up, where are the swimming pools? Why aren't our kids being taught to swim? And yeah, a lot of them aren't.
It's a basic thing really here in New Zealand, and I just think it's a shocker.
By water,
I know,
It's got to be the priority with children.
And I don't think there's enough public swimming pools really to go round.
No, there aren't.
You know, so
no, there aren't, yeah.
So, but then it does. You know, it's the responsibility of the parent. Mm. And if both parents are working, you know, how are you going to get your child to swimming lessons? And can you afford swimming lessons as well?
But I wonder why the schools are closing down their swimming pools and not using their swimming pools anymore. Is it one of these ridiculous health and safety things? Because in the old days, those swimming pools also created an income for the school, because the public could use them in the weekends.
Yep, you just have a key to get in. Yep.
And you had to pay a membership fee to go in there. And you had to, now I can understand how the key system wouldn't be allowed anymore, because you would have to have a lifesaver. The, you know, health and safety would say there would have to be somebody like a lifesaver there. Or the school would be liable. So I guess that wouldn't work. But hey, you just hire lifesavers and create income by putting the price up. I mean, most parents, I'd be happy to pay a school a monthly fee to have access to the swimming pool?
It's no different though than going to the beach, is it? You know, the parents are there, so as long as parents are there, I don't see you'd need a lifesaver there.
But it's not private property, is it? So it's the parents' responsibility, but as soon as they're on private property, it's the property owner's responsibility.
Oh, yeah, that with the swimming pool, yeah, absolutely. Mm. But I'm just thinking with the school, because that's public as well. Yeah, no, it's interesting, isn't it, how we...
Such a mess for ourselves by doing things like that. I mean, how many children used to drown in those days?
Oh, no. Yeah, wow.
Hmm.
It is. But, yeah. You know, these techniques that we can teach ourselves. We can teach ourselves, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so when you're falling in. And we can't. Oh, I kind of thought to myself for a moment, well, we're with parents, you know. And, I mean, the pool was all fenced off and the older children were in the pool and they'd left the gate open. So that's how the young girl got in. But I just kind of thought, we're the parents. And I thought, oh, for goodness sake, Mariska, gosh, years ago we used to be down the creek paddling in that and waddling away and, you know. But then again, I suppose we were taught to swim as well, so...
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. And because in our day we were left to be responsible for ourselves, we learned how to be independent and be responsible for ourselves. And, okay, so accidents happened, but everybody wasn't blamed and the whole place fenced off, so the accident could never happen again in my day. It was just accepted accidents happen.
Yeah. That's it. I mean, and a few things always come out of an accident. Though, I mean, putting a fence around a pool, that makes sense. I suppose the whole thing is it just looks pretty ugly sometimes, so you need to put something nice, but at least it keeps everybody safe. You know, the toddler from next door just wandering onto your property, you know. I mean, so there's a little good safety thing there, but, yeah.
Hard one, yeah.
I know. It's like, you know, when you go in from your house into your pool, is your ranch slider the fence?
I know.
You can get through your ranch slider.
Because I'm just sitting here thinking about my daughter on the Gold Coast, and she has got her house built right onto a canal. And, yes, it is fenced on either side, but if Granny can climb over the fence, I'm sure a toddler can climb over the fence. And so they have had to put this very elaborate, very expensive pool gate around their pool, but the canal's not.
No, exactly.
Fenced off.
So I think the moral of our story today is swimming lessons. If you've got a boat, go and pay your $115 and join Coast Guard and support your whole boaty community. Wear your life jackets. If you're out fishing, wear your life jackets. You're in New Zealand. We're surrounded by water, so let's make sure we keep ourselves safe around it. Well, that's it for this week. Whew, it's gone again. We'll see you the same time, same place next week, where Irene will be reporting on the bounce and breathe method.
Oh, wow. Okay, I've got my homework.
So you're still thinking of me, just like I know you should. I cannot give you everything, you know I wish I could. I'm so high at the moment, I'm so caught up in this. Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give while we're young, dumb. Young, young, dumb and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb and broke. Young, dumb, broke high school kid. Young, dumb, broke high school kid. We have so much in common, we argue all the time. You always say I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure I'm right. What's fun about commitment when we have all life to live? Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give while we're young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, broke high school kid.
listening to Two Sugars, brought to you by Delacroix Communication, delacroix.co.nz.